I'm David Brancaccio in Los Angeles. First, after a bipartisan vote in the House last night, the Senate is now expected to approve a deal to allow the government to pay what it owes for the next 2 years. This would avert a potentially catastrophic default and usher in an era of restricted government spending at a time of escalating needs. As part of our project on homelessness this week, people who have jobs but no safe shelter. Fast food workers make up 11% of all homeless workers in California, according to a report from the nonprofit Economic Roundtable. Daniel Flaming is president of the organization. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Fast food workers in California, that's quite a percentage of people who are unsheltered.
It is. It's a large labor force. It's a lot of people with part-time hours and low wages and a hard time paying rent.
Is that the root cause of this? The fact that the pay, the compensation is low for this type of work?
Yes. The workers that we see when we go into a fast food restaurant, they work an average of about 26 hours a week. The cutoff point for being entitled to health care paid by the employer in California is 30 hours. And a full-time job is over 35 hours by most other definitions. So the employers, in most cases, don't have to pay health insurance for these workers, and that's a way of cutting private costs.
So keeping the hours lower in a given week so they're not counted as full-time employees, but the net effect is you need more people to do the work, but that means you're paying people less.
And it also means that the taxpayers are paying for health insurance coverage through Medicaid. So close to half of these workers get their health care through publicly funded insurance.
You can look at it through the other porthole here, which is housing's not affordable, and it makes those wages look low.
It's a double whammy, both expensive housing in cities like Los Angeles and also very low wages for these workers.
And tell me about some of the policies that would help align pay of fast food workers with what is needed to just get by and actually have a roof over your head. So it has something to do with minimum wage.
Raising the wage floor for the entire industry is one piece of the answer. Standards about scheduling, both number of hours and predictability of scheduling, are another piece of it. And we don't see a path toward achieving this without the public sector setting standards for the industry.
Right. In other words, some kind of government mandate for this. I mean, is there legislation pending?
There actually has been legislation approved. There was Assembly Bill 257 in California, which would have created this government oversight. And the fast food industry was able to get a referendum on next year's ballot on the law. So it's on hold right now.
Daniel Flaming is president of the Economic Roundtable, which carried out this report that was commissioned by the Service Employees International Union. Mr. Flaming, thank you very much.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.